أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us and described to us the beautiful du'as that were made by Ibrahim alayhi salam. And moving on to the next ayah, which is ayah number 42 of Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every such person who is suffering at the hands of oppressors and who has been subjected to persecution and trials in this dunya. Allah tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهِ. Don't ever think, don't dare think that Allah is ghafil, Allah is unaware, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know what is happening. Amma ya'malu al-zalimun, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. Never think for a single moment, Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for every person who is suffering at the hands of some oppressor, that Allah is fully aware of what is happening. Allah is fully aware of the oppression that is being committed and the injustices that are taking place. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ. Allah only wishes to give them respite. That is the oppressor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to give them respite. لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Up to a day when the gazes and the eyes will be raised upwards out of shock and out of terror. Sometimes a person is overcome with shock and terror and his eyes open up and he looks upwards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah is giving them respite, the oppressors and those who are committing these type of injustices against the Muslims up to that day. Their day is coming and their turn is coming. And for a believer, for us as Muslims, sometimes we question and we ask that why the sufferings, why the persecution, why the bombings, why the killings? For you and I, this is Darul Imtihan. Allah has put us in this dunya to face tests and trials. That is part of our pathway and road to Allah. It's filled with trials and tribulations and these type of challenges that we have to face. That's the way of the believer. It's always been the way of the believer. Look at the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who are the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creations to him. They faced the most amount of challenges. They were persecuted, their families were oppressed, their relatives were killed and butchered and murdered. This is the way of the believers. This is the way of those who are on haq and truth. So if we are facing that in this dunya and the Muslim ummah is facing those type of challenges, wherever it may be in the world, understand that alhamdulillah, we are still on the way of the true believers. And that is why it is happening to us. That is a sign of our authenticity. When people harbor enmity and antagonism towards you, it is a sign of your authenticity. Alhamdulillah. For the right reasons, of course. I'm not saying you deliberately do things that attract hatred towards you. We don't do that. But if we are being hated and we are a target of an antagonism and enmity because of our adherence to the deen of Islam, if that is the reason why we are a target of antagonism, then rest assured that you are on the right path. Because that is a sign of our authenticity. So don't dare think, Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah is unaware of what they are doing. He is simply giving them respite. He is giving them respite. Up to a day, Allah says, when their gazes will be raised upwards out of shock and terror of that day. Muhti'een, Allah says, they will be rushing. When they come out of their graves, overcome, when a person is in a state of fear, in a state of shock, and a state of terror, he's rushing about. He's uneasy. He's not settled. He's not relaxed. He's not composed. The believers, that will be their state on the day of Qiyamah. The true believers, when they will come out from the Qubur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will experience no fear. They will be relaxed. They will know that they have made it now to the end of the journey, and there remains one more stage before they enter into paradise. But these zalimun, the oppressors, who oppress the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will be rushing about, muhti'ina, muqni'i ru'usihim. Allah says their heads will be kept upwards like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the true reality of their situation on the day of Qiyamah. La yartaddu ilayhim tarfuhum. Allah says their eyes will not return to them. Their eyes will not return to them. What does this mean? When a person is in a state of shock and fear, the last place is he looks at himself. Sometimes a person gets shot. He gets shot and he doesn't even realize it. Because of the shock and the fear that is in, a person meets up in an accident and he gets injured. At that point in the time, because the shock is so overwhelming and the fear is so overwhelming, he doesn't even realize of the injury. Only at a later stage, at a later point, he realizes that he is bleeding or he has been injured. Then he looks and he studies himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be in such a state of shock and terror on the day of Qiyamah that la yartaddu ilayhim tarfuhum, their eyes will not even return to them, look back at their own selves. وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَىٰ Allah says their hearts will be hollow, absolutely hollow. وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, warn the people, يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابِ The day when the punishment will come to them. فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا Those who committed injustices and acts of oppression in this dunya, they will say, رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ They'll say, oh Allah, give us more time. Let us go back on the day of Qiyamah. أَخِّرْنَا Give us, delay us, give us respite إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ For a short while. Just let us go back into the dunya for a short while. Nujib da'watak. We will respond to the da'wah. We will respond to the invitation that was given to us in the dunya. وَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلِ And we will follow the messengers. أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُ أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it will be said to them on the day of Qiyamah, did you not take a qasam in the dunya? In the dunya you took a qasam before this, مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالِ That we will never disappear from the dunya. We will always remain on the dunya. We will always have authority on the dunya. Didn't you take this qasam back then in the dunya that ma lakum min zawal, that you will never be removed from the dunya? Wasakantum fi masakinil ladina zalamu, and you chose to live in the dwellings of those who have wronged themselves. وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ And it was clear to you how we had dealt with them, the previous nations. So it's not like you had absolutely no excuse not to accept the message of the messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you saw how we dealt with the previous nations, how we dealt with the people of Nuh, the people of Ad, the people of Thamud. You saw and you were told and informed of how they were dealt with when they refused the messengers. وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ And we said to them that a lot of examples were given to you in the dunya in order for you to turn towards Allah. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they made up their plans and their plots. وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ Their plans and their plots are before Allah. Whatever they are scheming, whatever plots they are making, whatever they are devising in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will keep on doing that, but all of that is before Allah azza wa jal. وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says sometimes their makr, their scheming and their plotting and the planning is so great that it can move the mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a figurative expression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says sometimes their planning and plotting is so great and is so dangerous that through that planning and plotting they can even try and move the huge jibal, the huge mountains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on the face of this earth. May Allah grant us the understanding.